There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Let's look at another story. I loved this earlier, and I love the idea of this. And I said to you, if you had a person sat in front of you, two people in front of you, and you said, which one's the ethical hacker? This guy sounds like an ethical hacker.
You like the sound of Jamie.
I don't know, it just made sense.
Okay, well, this is about the ethical hacker, Jamie Woodruff. It's basically Dubai has to invest heavily in training people to manage cyber risks, and that's to achieve the goal of becoming the world's smartest city, because we obviously don't want to fall prey to online criminals. Jamie Woodruff is one of the world's leading ethical hackers, apparently has a voice to match. He was speaking at a risk management conference in Dubai. He told ARN that the technological security, such as antivirus software, secure encryption, are only as good as the people who use them. He also warned companies and governments that using old computer operating systems, particularly Microsoft XP, leaves them open to attacks.
You can spend millions of pounds, okay, or thousands and thousands of dollars on infrastructure. You can buy the latest firewalls, you know, the latest tech in that side, but the weakest link is always going to be the human element. You know, it's always going to be that angle. So what I recommend is you put a pot of, or a budget aside, you know, to understand and assess that risk, to make sure that your employees, you know, are trained, to make sure their welfare is taken care of, we in the workplace and workspace, but to understand the risks from working remotely as well. So when people are meeting in coffee shops or meeting in hotels at events and conferences, you know, they're using VPN technology. They're able to secure themselves, you know, remotely. So that's the important element.
And that was Jamie Woodruff, one of the world's leading ethical hackers, saying we need to do more and get our houses in order to keep safe online.
Exactly. Now, a new survey by MetLife shows a dramatic increase in UAE employees you meet who want customised benefits and are willing to pay for them. According to the Employee Benefits Trend Study, two-thirds said employers should provide a wider array of benefits that employees can purchase on their own. All right. It shows that customising a benefits program is a valuable option for firms that are keen to retain talent and also see productivity go up. In a competitive market, benefits provide an opportunity to build deeper staff engagement, they say. However, it also raises concerns about some employers passing on the cost to their employees. Let's hear from George Dimitriou. He's the employee benefits head of MetLife Middle East and Africa.
This trend of employers trying to pass the cost to the employees, it's not a characteristic of UAE. We see it everywhere in the world. We see a global trend that the cost, especially the healthcare cost, is moving from the public sector to the private sector. And then the private sector, which is mainly the employers, they cannot afford paying everything. This is not the role of an employer. We have different generations in the current workforce. We have millennials, we have Generation X, we have baby boomers who have different needs. Probably the employers have to adjust the palette of benefits they are offering. And number two, I see a big opportunity with the improvement of the communication. There are many employers who are offering top benefits to their employees, but the employees do not know these benefits. They do not understand these benefits.
It's George Dimitriou. He's the employee benefits head of MetLife Middle East and Africa on the Business Breakfast with Malcolm and Brandy this morning.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.